Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. In this episode, we will explore how to leverage the IKEA effect in building customer engagement. So jumping in, what is the IKEA effect? The IKEA effect is a cognitive bias that implies consumers place a disproportionately high value on items that they've played a part in creating, such as in the furniture that they put together, or the teddy bear that they built, or the sneakers that they customized. Having played a part in the creation of these items, consumers will place a higher value on them versus items of similar monetary value. For example, in 2012, well-known researcher Michael Norton and two of his colleagues conducted a study where two groups of participants received IKEA boxes. One group received boxes that had to be assembled. The other group received boxes that were already assembled. The participants then had an auction where they had to bid for the furniture. The results showed that the builders were willing to pay 63% more than the non-builders, even though the furniture looked identical. The results of this experiment were published as part of a four-part study forming the foundation of the IKEA effect. So how can we apply this to marketing? In this episode, we will explore how to leverage the IKEA effect in building customer engagement. The IKEA effect is all about how personal investment in a process or product creates and increases the perceived value. This means that you want to move beyond customer engagement in its traditional sense and really let your customers experience your brand. You want your customers to feel like they're a part of the brand, the process, the product. You want them to be emotionally invested. Here are a few practical ways to engage customers with the IKEA effect. Number one, make it an experience. The Apple Store is not just about shopping, it is an experience. Apple revolutionized the shopping experience by creating a space that didn't just allow customers to shop and browse, but to be fully immersed in the brand. Customer experience optimization is one of the latest buzzwords in the world of marketing. It extends beyond stores and events to include every part of the customer journey and interaction with your brand, including your web presence, advertisements on and offline, social media, customer service, quotes and documents, etc., etc. The IKEA effect is about personal investment and engagement. So marketing professionals want to not only engage with their customers, but get their customers engaged throughout the entire customer journey. Number two, advertise to an audience of one. Customize your marketing to address the specific needs and desires of your target market. Be responsive in your marketing. If a customer reads a blog post about a specific topic, lead them to a relevant product, a resource, or more information. Set up automated campaigns for specific stages of the customer journey or triggered campaigns based on their interaction with your website, social media, or other marketing campaigns. Number three, be customizable. Allow your customers to customize your product or service. Build-A-Bear Workshop is a well-known product that is built on customers, young and old, being able to design, customize, and build their own cuddly toy. Are there elements that you can let your customers choose? Add-ons, upgrades, replacements? The more customizable your product or service is, the more engaged and invested customers are in the process, the higher the value of the product. Number four, high fives and progress bars. Everyone wants a little bit of encouragement. If your product or service is a multi-step process, lead customers through it with microfeedback such as high fives and progress bars. Number five, build a sense of community. Community marketing is a marketing strategy that engages your customers by giving them an opportunity for a dialogue in a non-intrusive way. Community marketing can happen on and offline. A few platforms include enthusiast groups, Facebook groups, networking groups, online message boards, and Twitter chats. Wrapping it up. Understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing. Behavioral economics is the study of decision-making and can give keen insight into buyer behavior and help to shape your marketing mix. The IKEA effect is all about how personal investment in a process or product creates and increases value. In this episode, we explored how to engage customers with the IKEA effect through experiential marketing, customer experience optimization, automated and triggered campaigns, offering customizations, encouragement, and community building. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.